For almost 20 years, Sean Riordan worked in the British diplomatic service from Peking to Bosnia. That included work in counterterrorism. He says even if all the ifs work out and Iraq has peaceful elections, Americans will probably be disappointed.
What you're not going to get is a Western-style democratic state in Iraq with Western-style secular parties. It's simply not one of the options. The impact could be negative in the sense of encouraging Islamic movements throughout the Middle East, which are not in Western interests.
Riordan doesn't think an Islamic government in Iraq would be as extreme as Iran's. He also says much of the world understands the U.S. fight against international terrorism, but he warns that Americans need to learn to work with other countries. He says terrorism isn't the only global threat.
Threats of epidemic diseases. We've already seen the consequences of AIDS for the African political economy, the threat of avian flu. We look at the threats of mass migration, we look at the threats of environmental degradation combined with the threat of terrorism. The United States alone simply does not have the resources to take on all of these problems.
Riordan says the world is a tough place to try and go it alone. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.